Chop, are we ready for Coach?
Are we recording?
We are ready for Coach. Yes, thank you.
Hello.
Coach, good morning.
How are you?
What's going on, guys?
We're good. We're super excited.
Great. It'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it will be a fun weekend. Hopefully it's as much fun as last weekend.
Yeah, well, on offense anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was kind of like enjoy it, not be miserable. It was kind of went back and forth for me.
Well, is Tate the quarterback of the future?
He could be.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a lot of hype this week.
No kidding.
Boy, that's for sure. Now, according to some of the other comments I've heard you make about him, though, this is not going to—it's not going to affect him. He's going to be fine with this. He's not going to get a big head. And
yeah, his head's pretty large already. It's a lot fit in there, but no, he's kind of always been, kind of a happy-go-lucky guy and quietly competitive. And, you know, what I hope is that this motivates him even more to continue to get better, and I think it will.
And he already has kind of like a senior mentality, right? So that he's already in the game that way?
Well, he was, when he played last year as a 17-year-old true freshman. I mean, he was young, but he was still, when he enrolled here, he was way more mature beyond his years. And, I sometimes forget that. Hey, this kid's just 18. He's a freshman and he really should be a redshirt freshman, and he's still learning, but he loves football and he's got a great enthusiasm for it.
Those people in Colorado are still shaking their heads trying to figure out what happened.
We are too on defense, it was a good environment. They were into the game. It's kind of fun to play in that type of atmosphere.
Speaking of defense, what do you need to tighten up there? What do we need to get right?
Well, there's a lot of things. And we were rolling a lot of guys in and out, and, we got pushed around a little bit. We didn't get off blocks, didn't tackle well. And there were just some fundamental things that we've got to get cleared up. I don't know if we're experienced enough to be dominant, but we certainly can play a whole lot better and need to play a whole lot better going forward.
Well, and that one formation that you used a few times with one down lineman, and is that something we're going to see a little more of?
Oh, for us on defense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have some different pass defenses that we frankly haven't used very much this season, and we've been slow to install stuff. When you have five true freshmen starting and eight in a rotation or whatever it is, you want to take a little bit slower thing. But when you're playing somebody like UCLA that's got a guy who can throw it all over the place, you got to have multiple looks as well. So we're trying to figure that out right now.
Are the guys feeling a little bit better? Do they when they get to mix it up like that? Do you find that helps them engage a little more?
Well, I hope so. I think one thing that's really positive of our guys, I do think we got a bunch of guys that love football, and the guys that love football want to learn, and they want to learn, as much as they can about it. And I've been pleased with what they've done so far, but there's still another level, I think, as our guys continue through their careers and continue through this year. It'll be easier to coach and easier to coach more things because they'll grow up in the system.
Well, and having all those young guys, I mean, that's really helping us look forward to each game. You see improvement in these guys.
You do, and there's a lot of enthusiasm. And, we thought the young guys could help us. We didn't know there would be this many starting or this many in the two deep this soon. But, it's pretty exciting to watch them. And, you get them in the weight room for a year or two, and all of a sudden, boy, you've got a high-level defense right there and has a chance to be outstanding. And that's where we really have struggled the most in the last couple of years. The last 3 years, really, we've not had a lot of depth defensively and as much athleticism as we needed. And all the injuries that we had, it's kind of stunted everybody's development. But now we've stayed relatively healthy on defense, and we're playing a lot more people.
Coach, we talked to you earlier in the season about the night games. What is with all the night games?
Oh, I hate them. I think, we know it's coming because of TV, so TV's dictating, so there's no use to sit around and complain about it. But it's the 8 o'clock and the 8:30, 8:15 night games, especially on the road. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody plays more night games than us. But when you play road games, it's harder on your fans. Your team gets back early hours in the morning. But that's not going to go away. I mean, TV's dictating it, and we all got to be fortunate and blessed to have the TV revenue because it allows us to get good stuff for the program. Right. But it just seems the 6 o'clock ones that we've had recently are nice. I'd just love to have a day game in Tucson once in a while.
I know, right?
Or a day game on a road once in a while would be nice.
Well, we got family weekend coming up this weekend. Do you have a lot of the kids have family coming in for the game?
I think so. I haven't talked to them about it, but I do expect that we would have a nice crowd. No, I hope we do. That's, you know, it's a big rival game in our division. You know, there's a lot of young, exciting players to watch. And, you know, besides, if you're a parent of a UA student, I'm sure you want to come down and see your son or daughter. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be a big crowd. I know the weather's going to be nice.
And speaking of family weekend, how's Rhett adjusting to college life?
He's good, good. He's, you know, he's played a little bit as a true freshman, which is rare. He's doing great in his classes, which he's always been a great student, and he seems to enjoy it. And I'm proud of my daughter too. She's in her senior year, captain of cheerleading, and I think she's doing something with a homecoming as well, and working with the student newspaper and doing some stuff there. Her starting on her career, kind of getting in your guys' world. So it's
good.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Good,
yes.
good. Our boss wanted to ask a question also about the Foothills quarterback now. Is he on your watch list? I mean, the guy that took Rhett's place, is he on your watch list?
Oh, I haven't seen him, but I know Rhett has seen him, and he said he's a really good runner. They've done a good job. They've won some games over there after they lost a big senior class.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, our boss is his father, our general manager.
So we had to get that in.
So we had to ask you the question.
I heard he played really well the other night when they had an open day. Rhett went to watch him. And said he played really well.
All right. Sweet, sweet. Well,
Qual check. Keep an ear out. Keep an ear out.
we wanted to thank you for the time this morning, and congratulations on a great win, and look forward to family weekend and a great home crowd this weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.